This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
You're listening to the Blake Winchester Loves America, the most podcast show on the Freedom Flame Podcast Network. This isn't just another podcast. It's a battle cry. A battle cry in the war for America's soul. Blake Winchester doesn't just love America, he's here to save it. If you're not ready for hard truths and even harder consequences, turn back now.
Ladies and gentlemen, patriots of the heartland, it is I, Blake Winchester, your ever-vigilant watchdog against the forces of globalist evil, and today we're going to dig into what might just be the most adorable cover-up for corruption I've ever uncovered. Patriots, I've walked into many dangerous situations in my life. County fairs teeming with tofu vendors, public libraries stocked with questionable literature, but nothing could have prepared me for what awaited me at this so-called cat yoga studio. I knew I had to blend in, so I dusted off my athletic gear from the Reagan Library gift shop. Let me paint you a picture. Red, white, and blue track pants with freedom embroidered down the leg and a tank top featuring an eagle clutching the Constitution. I looked sporty, yet undeniably patriotic. If this were a front for corruption, they wouldn't suspect a thing. I walked into the studio, and immediately, something felt off. Cats, dozens of them, roamed freely, lounging on yoga mats and curling around people's legs. One stretched lazily on the receptionist's desk as if it were the CEO of the place. Then, there she was, Snuckles. Now, I don't throw this word around lightly, but Snuckles was regal. She perched on a velvet cushion like some kind of feline monarch, her eyes piercing into my soul. I swear, patriots, it was like she knew I was here to expose the truth. Her gaze was the kind of gaze that said, "I've seen the offshore accounts, and you'll never prove it." The instructor, Sage, who I'm convinced moonlights as a kombucha smuggler, ushered me into the room with a smile so fake it could have been made in Hollywood. She handed me a yoga mat with paw prints on it and told me to find my inner peace. I told her I'd already found it in the Second Amendment, but she didn't laugh. Tough crowd. The class began with a pose they called Cat Warrior, which is essentially a lunge while trying not to step on a wandering cat. Easier said than done. Every time I moved, a cat darted under my feet like it was trying to trip me. Was this some kind of feline attack formation? Possible. Probable. Next came feline forward fold, a pose that defies the laws of physics. Let me tell you something. This move was not designed for real Americans. It was designed for globalist hipsters who sip oat milk and think leg day is a conspiracy. As I bent forward, I felt gravity itself rebel against me. My arms flailed. My legs wobbled. And of course, there was Snuckles, sitting just out of reach, watching with what I can only describe as smug satisfaction. At one point, Sage brought out treats to encourage the cats to interact. Patriots, this wasn't encouragement. It was chaos. Cats swarmed like they'd just gotten a stimulus check, darting between mats and jumping on participants. One landed on my back during purr pose, digging its claws into my Reagan tank top. I bit back a scream because patriots don't show weakness, but it was clear. These cats were either poorly trained or part of the problem. As the class went on, I couldn't help but notice the other attendees. They were all suspiciously flexible, which made me wonder, were they really yoga enthusiasts? Or was this a training ground for the global elite? One woman executed a flawless cat split while simultaneously petting three kittens. Another guy balanced a tabby on his shoulder during eagle pose. These people weren't normal. They were too good. By the end of the session, my muscles were shaking, my dignity was in shambles, and my suspicions were stronger than ever. This wasn't just a yoga studio. It was a well-oiled machine, and I was the one squeaky wheel. But I wasn't here to make friends, patriots. I was here to find the truth. Patriots, if there's one thing I've learned in life, it's that the truth isn't always pretty, and neither is yoga. As the class progressed, Sage announced we'd be attempting a pose called Cat Warrior Twist. Now let me tell you, this was no ordinary twist. This was a contortionist's nightmare designed to test not just your balance, but your resolve as an American. I gamely planted one foot forward, the other behind, and began twisting my upper body like Sage demonstrated. But here's the catch. They don't tell you that during this pose, you also have to dodge cats darting between your legs like furry little landmines. It was a minefield of paws, tails, and judgmental stares, and my Reagan Library athletic wear was doing nothing to help. Then it happened. I lost my footing. One of the cats, possibly Snuckles' second in command, brushed against my ankle just as I tried to shift my weight. My balance faltered, my arms flailed, and before I knew it, I was tumbling like a felled oak in a forest of yoga mats. To my horror and everyone else's, I landed directly on Snuckles. The room erupted. Gasps echoed off the incense-soaked walls. Someone screamed, "Snuckles!" as if I had just tripped the Liberty Bell. Attendees rushed forward, gathering around the motionless form of their beloved matriarch. The regal, untouchable Snuckles, who had watched over this studio like a queen, lay still beneath me. I scrambled to my feet, brushing off cat hair and humiliation, but the damage was done. Sage fell to her knees beside Snuckles, tears streaming down her face. "She was our mother cat," she wailed, clutching the lifeless feline like a Shakespearean tragedy. Around me, the other attendees glared, their eyes burning with the kind of rage usually reserved for parking disputes at Whole Foods. I tried to regain control of the situation. "Let's not overreact here," I said, raising my hands defensively. This was clearly a case of poor feline crowd control. "Honestly, it's a safety issue. If anything, this is on Snuckles." That was the wrong thing to say. A man in a hemp hoodie stood up, pointing an accusatory finger at me. "You monster!" he shouted. A woman in the back fainted. Another hurled a yoga block in my direction, narrowly missing my head. Sage turned to me, her voice trembling with righteous fury. "Get out now!" Her words were met with a chorus of agreement from the other attendees, some of whom were openly sobbing. "Fine," I said, trying to maintain some semblance of dignity as I backed away. "But just so we're clear, Snuckles was probably in on the scam. She was the ringleader. I could see it in her eyes." At that, two burly men, security guards apparently, appeared from nowhere. Before I could protest, they grabbed me by the arms and began dragging me toward the door. As they hauled me out, I yelled over my shoulder, "This isn't over! Snuckles was laundering money for the Clintons, and you all know it!" The door slammed shut behind me, leaving me in the parking lot, disheveled but undeterred. Yes, patriots! Snuckles was gone, and I wasn't exactly welcome back inside. But this wasn't the end of the investigation. It was only the beginning. What happened to Snuckles was tragic, sure, but let's not lose sight of the bigger picture. This studio wasn't just a yoga class. It was a front, and Snuckles was a key player. Her untimely demise was a setback, but I wasn't about to let that stop me. Stay tuned, patriots, because the truth is still out there, and I will uncover it, no matter how many yoga classes or cats I have to endure. Patriots, I know what you're thinking. Blake, surely you showed some compassion in the aftermath of the Snuckles incident. And to that I say, why should I? The truth doesn't have time for feelings. What happened wasn't my fault. And frankly, Snuckles, rest her feline soul, should have known better. As I stood there amidst the chaos, surrounded by sobbing yoga enthusiasts and their accusations, I calmly addressed the room. Listen, I began, holding up a hand for silence. Let's not lose sight of the facts. Snuckles was in the wrong place at the wrong time. This is basic yoga safety, people. If anything, this is on her. The gasps that followed were so loud, I thought someone had just announced that Kale had been banned nationwide. Sage, the yoga instructor, shot me a look that could have melted steel, but I wasn't done yet. Let's take a step back and think logically, I continued, brushing cat hair off my Reagan Library track pants. Even cats need to respect personal space. You can't just have them wandering around during a physically demanding activity like yoga. This is a lawsuit waiting to happen. Poor feline crowd control. That's the real issue here. The room erupted in outrage. Someone shouted, "How dare you!" A woman in the back sobbed, clutching a small calico like a toddler with a teddy bear. One man stood up, pointing at me with trembling hands. "You're heartless!" he yelled, his voice breaking. "Heartless! No, patriots!" I was focused. Focused on the bigger picture, the one none of these people seemed willing to confront. While they wept over Snuckles, I saw this for what it truly was, a distraction from the studio's shady financial dealings. "This," I declared, pointing dramatically at the velvet cushion where Snuckles had once perched, "is exactly the kind of chaos the Clintons thrive on. Think about it. We're here arguing over a cat, albeit an important one, while the real criminals are laughing all the way to the bank. Don't you see? This is their playbook. Sow confusion, divert attention, and keep the money flowing." By now, the room was in full mutiny. Sage, tears streaming down her face, jabbed a finger at me. "You're a monster," she hissed. "Get out. Just get out." But I wasn't leaving without making my point. "Mark my words," I said, backing toward the door as yoga blocks were hurled in my direction. "This whole operation is a front, and Snuckles was a cog in their machine. If you want answers, follow the money." Sure, I was being shouted at by a room full of kombucha-fueled yoga enthusiasts, but I knew I was right. The truth doesn't care about your feelings or your cats. And the more they tried to shut me down, the more convinced I became that I was on to something big. Patriots, this wasn't about one cat. This was about exposing corruption on a global scale. Snuckles' untimely demise wasn't just an accident. It was a metaphor for the fight we're all in. And I, Blake Winchester, would not back down. Patriots, I've faced many battles in my life, debating liberal college professors, enduring long TSA lines, even surviving a kale-only dinner party once. But nothing prepared me for the fury of a yoga studio scorned. The moment I uttered my truths about Snuckles and the Clintons, the room turned on me like a pack of hyenas circling a wounded gazelle. It started with a ripple of outrage, gasps, whispers, and then full-blown accusations. "How could you?" one attendee shrieked, clutching her designer yoga mat like a weapon. Another stood up, pointing at me with trembling fingers, his face red with anger. "You're heartless, disrespectful, a disgrace to the sacred bond between humans and cats." And then, out of nowhere, a yoga block came hurtling toward me. "Let me tell you, patriots, these things are surprisingly aerodynamic." I dodged just in time, but the thrower, a man wearing a hemp hoodie and toe shoes, shouted, "You're a monster! Snuckles was better than all of us combined." I tried to calm the situation with reason and logic, but my words only fanned the flames. "This isn't about Snuckles," I declared, raising my arms for emphasis. This is about uncovering corruption. Can't you see? This so-called yoga sanctuary is a front for something much bigger. You're all pawns in a deep state operation. That was the tipping point. A woman in the back screamed, "You're part of the anti-feline propaganda machine." She held her cat up like a shield, as if I were about to unleash some sort of anti-cat rhetoric on the room. The crowd was now in full revolt, hurling insults and the occasional yoga accessory my way. Then came the studio's owner, Sage, her face flushed with fury. She stormed over to me, her voice trembling with righteous indignation. "Get out of my studio," she demanded. "You've disrespected Snuckles, disrespected this space, and disrespected everyone here." But I wasn't backing down. "Oh, I've disrespected you?" I shot back, pointing a finger at her. "You're the one running a money laundering operation disguised as a yoga class. Admit it. This whole thing is a front for the Clintons or some other deep state cronies. How else do you explain the overpriced catnip and luxury scratching posts?" "Huh?" The room erupted again, but Sage wouldn't let me finish. "Get out now," she hissed, her voice low and dangerous. And before I could respond, two burly security guards appeared. Yes, security guards at a yoga studio. They grabbed me by the arms and began hauling me toward the door. The crowd cheered as I was dragged out, their outrage fueling their chants of "justice for Snuckles" and "down with anti-feline hate." As I was pushed through the exit, I managed one final shout. "You can kick me out, but you can't hide the truth. Snuckles was part of the scam, and I'll prove it." The door slammed behind me, leaving me in the parking lot, disheveled but undeterred. Sure, I'd been ejected from the studio, but I had planted the seeds of doubt. They could kick me out, but they couldn't erase the questions I'd raised. Patriots, let me tell you, there are few things more humiliating and more validating than being forcibly removed from a yoga studio filled with cat enthusiasts. The moment I pointed my finger at Sage and called out her so-called sanctuary for what it really was, a money laundering front, the room exploded into chaos. I had barely finished my statement when I heard Sage yell, "Call security, security, at a yoga studio. What kind of shady operation needs muscle on standby?" My suspicions were confirmed. This wasn't just about yoga and cats. This was an organized operation, and I was too close to the truth for comfort. Within moments, two large men appeared, each wearing tie-dye shirts and the kind of grim expressions you don't typically associate with yoga. They grabbed me by the arms, one on each side, and started hauling me toward the door. As I was dragged across the studio, the attendees erupted into cheers and applause. "Good riddance," someone shouted. "Get him out of here," cried another. A man in a hemp hoodie stood with his arms crossed, glaring at me like I'd just kicked a puppy. But I wasn't going quietly. Patriots. Oh, no. As they pulled me toward the exit, I turned my head and shouted, "You're all blind. Snuckles was probably in on it. She's the real mastermind behind this whole scam." Gasps filled the room. Someone yelled, "How dare you?" A woman sobbed dramatically into her yoga mat, but I held my ground, or rather, I held my dignity as security dragged me out. As we reached the door, I made one last defiant declaration. "You can remove me, but you can't remove the truth. I sacrificed my dignity for the truth, and I'll do it again if I have to. This isn't over." The security guards pushed me out into the parking lot, slamming the door behind me. I stood there for a moment, brushing off the cat hair and metaphorical dirt from the studio's betrayal. Sure, I'd been physically removed. Sure, they'd clapped as I was escorted out like some kind of villain in a poorly written drama. But I knew better. The louder they protested, the closer I was to uncovering their secrets. This wasn't the end of my investigation. It was just the beginning. I sacrificed my dignity, my reputation, and yes, even my Reagan Library track pants for the truth, and I'd do it again in a heartbeat. Patriots, I've always known that standing up for the truth comes with risks. I've faced backlash before, angry emails, cancel culture warriors, even a barista once refusing to spell my name correctly on a cup. But what happened at that cat yoga studio was something else entirely. What I endured, my friends, was nothing short of feline mob justice. Let's get one thing straight. I am the victim here. I walked into that studio with nothing but pure intentions and the courage to seek the truth. Did I ask for Snuckles to saunter into my space during a yoga pose? No. Did I want her to meet her untimely end beneath the weight of my Reagan Library track pants? Of course not. But instead of understanding, I was met with hostility, accusations, and physical removal. Now let me address the elephant, or rather the cat, in the room. Yes, Snuckles is gone. And yes, it's tragic. But let's not lose sight of the bigger picture. Snuckles' death wasn't just an accident. It was a symbol, a symbolic blow against globalist corruption. Snuckles was part of the machine, a cog in a feline empire designed to distract and deceive. Her demise, as unfortunate as it was, is the price of freedom. The Clintons, Hollywood elites, and Big Vegan would love for me to be silent right now. They want me to feel guilty, to back down. But patriots, I won't give them the satisfaction. In fact, the backlash I've received only confirms what I've suspected all along. This cat yoga studio isn't just a haven for overpriced kombucha and paw-printed yoga mats. It's a hub for corruption. Think about it. Why would they clap as I was thrown out? Why would they defend Snuckles so fiercely? Because they know I'm on to something. The louder they scream, the closer I am to uncovering the truth. The dots are connecting, my friends, and the picture they're forming isn't pretty. Snuckles' passing may be mourned by the misguided, but to me, it's a rallying cry, a reminder that the fight for justice isn't always clean or easy. It's messy, it's uncomfortable, and sometimes it involves cats, but the truth is worth it. Stay with me, patriots, because this isn't over. The studio, Sage, and yes, even Snuckles were just the beginning. I'll keep digging, keep exposing, and keep fighting. This fallout only proves one thing. I'm on the right track, and the deep state is running scared. Let's make them sweat. Patriots, let me tell you something about the deep state. They don't make mistakes. Everything they do, every little move, is calculated. So, when a yoga studio full of so-called peace-loving cat enthusiasts erupts into chaos over a tragic yet symbolic incident, you better believe something bigger is at play. The overreaction I witnessed wasn't just grief, it was fear. These people weren't crying because Snuckles, their beloved mother cat, was gone. No, their hysteria was the kind of reaction you get when a carefully laid plan is on the verge of being exposed. The mob mentality, the accusations, the cheers as I was dragged out, that wasn't sadness, folks. That was panic. Why would a yoga studio overreact like this unless they were hiding something big? The answer is simple. Snuckles wasn't just a cat. She was a sacrificial figure. Think about it. What better way to silence someone like me, a fearless truth seeker, than to orchestrate a scenario where I appear to be the villain? By painting me as the guy who killed Snuckles, they've distracted everyone from their real agenda. And that agenda, patriots, is globalist corruption. I've been digging deeper into this studio's operations, and let me tell you, the connections I've found are chilling. The financial records are murky at best, with profits that far exceed what you'd expect from yoga classes and paw-printed mats. Where's the money going? Offshore accounts? That's right. Hidden funds, likely tied to some of the biggest names in globalist schemes. But it doesn't stop there. This studio has ties to vegan cheese manufacturers. Yes, vegan cheese. Why is this significant? Because Big Vegan has been pushing their plant-based agenda for years, infiltrating everything from school lunches to corporate cafeterias. And who's been a vocal supporter of this movement? That's right, the Clintons. Do you see the web forming here? A yoga studio where cats roam freely, selling overpriced catnip and paw-printed mats, is actually a front for a larger operation involving offshore accounts, vegan cheese moguls, and political elites. And Snuckles, the supposed matriarch, was the perfect symbol to distract from the truth. Patriots, this isn't just about one studio. This is about a coordinated effort to undermine everything we hold dear. Freedom, accountability, and, yes, dairy. The incident with Snuckles wasn't just a tragedy. It was a carefully orchestrated event designed to derail my investigation and shift public focus away from the real conspiracy. But they underestimated me. I see the bigger picture, and I won't stop until I expose every last whisker of this operation. The Clintons, the vegan elites, the offshore accounts, they can try to hide, but the truth has a way of clawing its way to the surface. Stay tuned, patriots. The dots are connecting, and the picture they form will blow this entire scheme wide open. This is far from over. Patriots, it's time to open up the lines and hear what you, the defenders of truth and liberty, have to say about my investigation into the Snuckles conspiracy. The number's on the screen, folks. Don't be shy. Let's take our first call. Click. You're live on Blake Winchester Loves America, the most podcast show. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Blake. This is Linda from Portland.
Portland, huh? All right, Linda, let's hear it.
Yeah. So I've been listening to your story about the cat yoga studio, and I just have to ask, do you actually hear yourself? You're accusing a yoga studio of being a front for global corruption because a cat walked into your pose?
Hold on right there, Linda. First of all, it's not just a yoga studio. It's a cat yoga studio. That's two levels of distraction and deception right there. Second, I didn't accuse anyone lightly. I've presented evidence, financial irregularities, ties to vegan cheese manufacturers, and a suspicious overreaction to a tragic accident.
Evidence, Blake, your evidence is that they sell expensive yoga mats and have security guards. That's not a conspiracy. That's just trendy business practices.
Oh, trendy business practices, huh? Is that what they're calling offshore accounts and Clinton connections these days? Linda, you might be comfortable living in a world where global elites and their feline operatives pull the strings, but I'm not.
Feline operatives? Blake, you sat on a cat. That's what happened. This whole story sounds like a bad fever dream after eating too much queso dip.
You think I don't know what I'm talking about, Linda? You think I made this up? Let me tell you something. I have sources, high-level sources. One of them works at Chick-fil-A. Do you think they'd trust me with intel if I didn't know what I was doing?
Chick-fil-A? Oh, that's rich. Did they give you secret sauce recipes along with your intel?
This is exactly the problem, Linda. People like you laugh at the truth because you've been blinded by kombucha and kale propaganda. Meanwhile, the rest of us are out here fighting for America's soul.
Fighting for America's soul by investigating cats? Blake, this isn't investigative journalism. It's an audition for a sitcom.
Oh, so now I'm a joke? Let me tell you what's not a joke, Linda. The Clintons, the vegan elites, and the offshore accounts funneling money through paw-printed yoga mats. If you want to sit there in Portland sipping your oat lattes and ignoring the signs, that's your choice. But don't come crying to me when Snuckles 2.0 shows up and takes over your local farmer's market.
You know what, Blake? You're impossible. Good luck with your cat crusade.
Well, patriots, there you have it. Another example of someone too blinded by mainstream lies to see the bigger picture. But that's okay. We don't need everyone on board. Just the brave few who can handle the truth. Now, who's next? Let's hear from someone who actually gets it. You're live on Blake Winchester Loves America the Most. Go ahead.
Hey, Blake, this is Larry from Arkansas. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Let me just say, you're not only right, you're not right enough.
Larry, I appreciate the support. What do you mean by not right enough?
Well, Blake, you're focused on the Clintons and the vegan elites, and that's great, but you're missing the bigger picture. The cats themselves, Blake, they're not just pawns. They're rising up.
Rising up? What do you mean?
I mean, they're organizing, Blake. These yoga studios, the cat cafes, the rescue shelters. They're not just cute little places for hipsters to waste their money. They're training grounds. These cats are preparing for something big.
Larry, are you saying there's an actual feline uprising happening?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Blake. Think about it. They're everywhere, watching, waiting. Have you ever noticed how cats always seem to find the highest point in a room? That's not just instinct. That's tactical. They're studying us, Blake.
Studying us? Larry, you're not just pulling my leg, are you?
Oh, I wish I were. But I've seen the signs. My neighbor's cat, full surveillance. It sits on the fence, staring into my house for hours. I dismantled one of its collars, and guess what I found? A microchip. Not just any microchip either. This one had markings I couldn't trace. Probably foreign tech, maybe Chinese.
Foreign tech? Larry, are you saying cats are working with other governments now?
Absolutely. It's not just a domestic issue, Blake. This is a global feline insurgency. You think Snuckles was just the mother cat of a yoga studio? She was probably a handler. I bet she had intel on everyone in that room. And now that she's gone, the other cats are going to retaliate.
Retaliate? Larry, what do you mean by that?
Blake, they're not just going to sit back and let us expose them. They'll act. First, it'll be small stuff. Scratched furniture, missing keys. But then it'll escalate. They'll sabotage our homes, our infrastructure. You think they knock things off tables for fun? No, Blake. They're sending a message.
Larry, are you telling me we could be on the brink of a full-scale cat uprising?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And it's worse than you think. These cats are smarter than they let on. You ever wonder why they just watch us? It's because they're learning. Studying our weaknesses. I wouldn't be surprised if they've got hidden caches of supplies, laser pointers, catnip grenades, maybe even tuna stockpiles.
Larry, this is terrifying. If what you're saying is true, we're not just dealing with a conspiracy, we're dealing with a catastrophic uprising.
Exactly, Blake. And we need to act before it's too late. I've already started building a bunker, got cameras set up, motion detectors, and laser pointers mounted at all the entry points. It's the only way to stay safe.
A bunker? Larry, this is worse than I thought. What if they're already inside our government? What if this feline insurgency is deeper than we realize?
Oh, it's deep, Blake. You think those viral cat videos are innocent? They're propaganda. They're conditioning us to let our guard down. And don't get me started on the adoption drives. It's infiltration, plain and simple.
Larry, this is huge. Patriots, are you hearing this? We could be looking at a coordinated feline takeover of our homes, our communities, even our nation. This isn't just about yoga studios anymore.
That's right, Blake. And you're one of the only people brave enough to talk about it. But you've got to take this seriously. Start preparing. The cats are watching.
Larry, you've opened my eyes to a terrifying reality. Thank you for your bravery. We'll take your warnings to heart. Patriots, we need to be vigilant. The feline uprising is real, and it's coming.
Stay strong, Blake, and remember, trust no cat.
Well, folks, I don't know what to say. I thought I was dealing with a money laundering operation, but now I'm not so sure. Larry's right about one thing. The signs are there. The cats are watching. We need to prepare. Stay tuned, patriots. The fight for freedom just got a lot more whiskery.
You've been listening to the Freedom Flame Podcast Network, where truth burns brighter than the lies of the mainstream. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Real patriots don't hesitate. They take action. They stand tall. They hit that subscribe button like their freedom depends on it, because it does. Don't be the weak link in the chain of liberty. Subscribe now, or spend the rest of your days explaining why you let your country down when it needed you most. The Freedom Flame is watching. America is watching. Make the right choice now.